USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for a bribe to rig her daughter's SAT scores. A total of 51 people have been charged in the scheme, the biggest college admissions case ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. Prosecutors had sought a month in prison for Huffman while her lawyers said she should get probation. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to a single count of conspiracy and fraud. She must report for her prison sentence in 6 weeks and must pay a $30,000 fine plus perform 250 hours of community service. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
China will begin lifting tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans and pork in a trade war with Washington, according to the state news agency in China. This is adding to conciliatory gestures by the two sides ahead of the latest negotiations. China will suspend tariff hikes on soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods, saying Beijing supports domestic companies in purchasing a certain amount of United States farm produce. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision Wednesday to postpone a planned October 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports and back it up to October 15th. Hopes are now growing that the two sides might defuse the prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in the conflict over trade and technology. Health authorities in Kenya started administering doses of the world's only licensed malaria vaccine to young children in rural areas facing high transmission rates. Kenya has now become the third African country to introduce the vaccine after Malawi and Ghana. The aim is to reach about 360,000 children per year across those three countries. The health ministry described the milestone on Twitter as a historic day for the East African country. Malaria is a top killer in many African countries. According to the World Health Organization, the region accounted for 92% of the cases and 93% of malaria deaths in the year 2017. The parasitic disease kills about 435,000 people a year, most of them children under five, in Africa. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.